You guys are a bunch of losers. You lost the election and then you cried about it. All right, let's move on. 844-967-2789. The whining losers are still losing and whining about the absentee ballot drop boxes, which a guy who cries about the fraudulent election all the time still hasn't proven to me or told me anything about how, actually, he even admitted that mailing it in or putting it in a drop box has no difference. But yet, a judge has ruled that you can't have absentee ballot drop boxes because why? Yeah.
Maybe I smell a promo there, too. That sounds pretty good.
I smell a bunch of whining because really, if you want to go and look at people who were, I don't know, let's say trying to hijack the election or maybe steal the election literally in front of you, I'm going to refer you to maybe, CJ, write this down. Check out the Wisconsin Examiner. Check out Melanie Conklin's piece. She dropped this morning. Will false Trump electors attempt to hijack the Wisconsin vote be punished? Imposter Electoral College ballot submitted to Congress from seven states has a lot of facts in there, has a lot of cited information, as well as the signed illegal document that was produced by 10 people in Wisconsin. Then I'm going to read down in the piece just a couple paragraphs here. It's a long piece. It's very nice. Wisconsin Examiner, Melanie Conklin, today. Check it out. But I'm going to read this here real quick. In Wisconsin and the other four states, the signatures appeared on the document proclaiming, quote, "We, the undersigned, being the duly elected and qualified electors for President and Vice President of the United States of America from the state of Wisconsin, do hereby certify the following," end quote. But none of the seven certificates indicated that the signatories listed were an illegitimate slate of electors not chosen by the state's voters. In Wisconsin, the 10 signatories were Elections Commissioner Bob Spindell, who's on the WEC, then Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Andrew Hitt, Carol Bruner, Edward Scott Grabens, Bill Feehan, Robert Spindell Jr., Kathy Kiernan, Daryl Carlson, Pam Travis, Kelly Raw, Andrew Hitt, and Mary Branson. Some of those were doubled. Kiernan replaced Tom Schreibel, according to the documents. These are phony electors. These are people who saw the results, had no proof of any sort, still can't provide any proof sort of malfeasance the other way.
It was no other reason. It was all in hopes that somebody could prove that malfeasance, and they had to do that step, Brian. They had to commit that felony. That's what it is. It is a felony.
That's a felony.
They committed the felony in the hopes that somebody would be able to find the malfeasance or do something to be able to qualify their electoral votes instead. And I think we found the voter fraud that Republicans have been demanding we search for. I think
Josh
we found
Call,
it.
I think you should follow A.G. Nessel and charge these people with fraud.
Recommend the charges. I believe that's what
recommend
A.G.
the charges. Recommend the charges federally because there still has not been any evidence. Even Ron Johnson, we run a promo all the time. Ron Johnson's saying if the people who had voted for the Republicans voted for Trump, he would have won. But they didn't. They didn't. Mm-hmm. There was no malfeasance. There still hasn't been any proof of malfeasance. In fact, Gableman if you want to prove it, show us your documents. Oh, wait, you don't have any.
And Speaker Voss was doing remote deposition to explain why there hasn't been enough documents shared with the public yet.
It makes no sense. Let's see if Dave in Sheboygan can make any sense of this whatsoever. How you doing, Dave?
Good. I can tell you what the difference is between the mailboxes and the drop boxes. Between 80 and 90% of the mailboxes years ago. So if you want to go to a mailbox, you've got to drive miles to get to one.
Oh, it's harder to get to the mailboxes. That's good.
Well, they've got rid of most of them. I mean, the corner ones are pretty much gone everywhere now. So, yeah, that's why you need other locations because there isn't any mailboxes left.
Well, that could be it, man. But I thought there was one on the every corner because we're living in nostalgia land. We're living in the 1980s. Is Wisconsin becoming like Cold War Russia was, where like eventually we're going to get the blue jeans, but maybe we will? Like we're living a decade behind everybody else?
Or you can do what my neighbors across the street do. They take a clothespin and put their outgoing mail in their mailbox. That's safe.
Oh, or you could put it in the you put your outgoing mail, your absentee ballot in your mailbox and put the flag up. so that the mail person knows.
They don't have a flag because we're in the city, so they just put a clothespin on it and leave the top of the mailbox open so everybody knows it's in there.
Oh.
That's safe.
My apartment building does that for outgoing mail.
Yeah.
No, and we appreciate the call, Dave. It's absolutely what apartment buildings do as well, because if I ever want to send out a piece of mail, I pin it. There is a clothespin in the outgoing mailbox, and you just pin what you want to the top or the outside or the inside and have the clothespin sticking out or whatever way you contrive it. But that is absolutely a way to send outgoing mail. And apparently that's totally fine, but putting it in a Dropbox is not.
You're asking these people to maybe consider somebody else's point of view or somebody else's way of living that might be different from theirs, but for them it's all the same. So,
and they lost, and they're sore losers, and they need to change the rules now because they lost.
I'm assuming you're getting light snow there right now, because I am getting light snow. And whatever is happening now to me is what's happening to you, because I am completely everything happens around me. If I turned around, you would not exist.
There we go.
We've established that earlier.
It's the pop. That's the political object permanence.
It's object permanence. It's Rep Punschke yesterday was explaining that if you can't see the virus, how can you fight it? That's important, right? Yeah, it's good. And that's good that you guys support a party and follow people who have no object permanence, yet you're like, oh, there's totally fraud there. Okay, where's the fraud? What specifically is it? There's fraud. Okay, well, how about the fraud? What specifically is it? Is it voter ID? You said voter ID again. That's very nice. You said voter ID. Okay, that has nothing to do with the absentee ballot drop boxes, because in order to get the absentee ballot, you have to show ID, but it doesn't make any sense, does it? None of it does. We've gone nowhere. I've asked for explanation, and he's said other things.
All in a circle. So we got time for one more call. We got Mark from the SAC. Mark, what are your thoughts on the subject?
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, the Republicans are complaining about the officials, you know, perfecting the ballot envelopes, you know, filling the addresses, where in the past they never complained about that, you know, because that was going on, you know, in past elections when Scott Walker won an election, I think that was going on then, and they didn't complain about it then. I mean, it's just... It might have, like, you know, people should just be able to look at them same as above, you know, that in the if you live at the same address, like you do when you have a checkbox and you're filling out buying something online, your mailing address and your billing address, if it's the same, you don't need to fill anything out when you're going online. You just click a little button there. But I mean, that okay, then make everybody mail in ballots and everything's mail in ballots then.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. And that's what Tony from Portland was telling us about. Oregon's got it. Everybody gets mailed a ballot.
If only there was precedent.
But still, they have Trump voters there that contend that absentee ballots in other states, there's malfeasance there. So, folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can go follow the show on Twitter, at Devil Radio. You can also follow stations at Devil Radio, at Devil Radio 92.7 is the station, or at Dueling Tangents is the show. We'll see you on Monday. So I don't want to kill me.